Thank you, Lynn. And hello, everyone. Welcome to our special member meeting. This is our last special member meeting before September 1, because September 1 is when things are changing. And so, again, we just want to make sure that everybody has all of the accurate information and that we're all on the same page. Now, I will tell you, although most of you probably do not carry this around in your head, but in case you do, we do typically have quarterly member meetings. And our September quarterly member meeting is usually on the second Sunday of September. We're not going to have that meeting now that we've had so many special member meetings over the last few weeks. There's nothing for us to share in September, so we won't have a quarterly member meeting this month. So if any of you were looking forward to that, it's canceled. I'm guessing most of you weren't even aware that was happening. So what I want to do tonight is I want to introduce you to our new sanctuary schedule, which is going to go into effect on September 1st. I want to give you an overview of our new sanctuary policy because it has recently changed. It was just approved in the month of August, and we will be adminning the room according to the new policy. So I want to share that with you. I'm also going to give you a little update on the search for a new sanctuary director and an assistant sanctuary director. I'm going to give you an update on the 2016 fall retreat. Share a little bit about upcoming Awakening Together classes, an update on the Retreat Center fundraising campaign, and then announce our next mini-series. Our last one was Carrie Triffitt. We have a new one starting next week, so I'll talk a little bit about that. So that's what this meeting is all about. So let me go ahead and get started by giving you guys a link to our new sanctuary schedule. Now, one thing I want to tell you about this link that I'm about to give you is this link is not to our current website. This link is to a development website that I am currently building. So someday, whenever I get this finished, this will be our new website. But right now it is not complete, but you're welcome to look around it as well if you want to. The new calendar will be put on our current website on September 1st. Until then, the old calendar is still in effect, so the old calendar is still there. But I put the new calendar on the development website just so I could share it with you all. So this is the link to the new calendar. And then if you want to take a peek, also the website that I am currently working on. So our new calendar, I think you guys know the hours, but let me just repeat the hours for you. We are going to be open on Sundays from 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 8:30 p.m. Pacific. So we'll be open 14 hours on Sundays. On Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings, we're only going to be open from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Pacific. So evenings only on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's 8:30 Pacific. And then Wednesdays, we'll have a longer day. Wednesdays, we're going to have a 12-hour day. On Wednesday, we open at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time and close at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So Wednesday's another long day, 11:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be completely closed on Fridays and Saturdays, so we won't be open at all then. What is known as Awakening Together Radio, which I call the Sanctuary Broadcast, it will be open the same hours. So there will be no more overnight audios or anything like that. It'll be open the exact same hours as the sanctuary, and it will be a broadcast of whatever is occurring in our sanctuary. So if you've gotten to the new sanctuary schedule, if you've clicked on that link and gotten to the new sanctuary schedule, you can scroll through and you can see that our new hours are almost completely full. In fact, the only hours that are still available, and by the way, they are still available, so if these suit you, please let me know. Sunday evening from 10:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So it's prime time on the West Coast. That hour on Sunday evening is still open. So if someone has something they would like to share during that time, please let me know. Also on Monday evening, the exact same hour, from 10:30 to 11:30 Eastern or 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific is open. And then we have one other hour that is open on our schedule. That's on Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific. So if there is something that you would like to share during that time, please write to me. Be aware that we are looking for programs that fit with Awakening Together's purpose and core values. And we also want to have a very balanced schedule. So we've already got lots of A Course in Miracles, so we're not accepting any more A Course in Miracles. But there are lots of other teachings that we are accepting. Plus, of course, you can always just share from your own clarity, just directly from your own inner inspiration. So email me at reginadonakers@yahoo.com if one of those three remaining time slots interests you. But other than that, we're full. We are very, very full. And if you look at the calendar, for example, if you look at Sunday, September 4th, and you go to 4:30 p.m. This, and by the way, all the times on the calendar are listed in Eastern Time. So if you go to 4:30 p.m., you'll see a program called Description of Miracle Journeys with Dr. Sora and Larry Dubinsky. And if you click on that, what you will see is they have sent me a description of their program. And some people have sent me descriptions. And when they have, you click on it and you'll see that description. Others have not sent me descriptions, so there are only titles. But we have quite a few new programs. Some things were just moved to new times, but we have quite a few new programs. For example, the most recent program that was added to the calendar is on Thursday evenings. You can find it on Thursday, September 1. At 9 p.m., The Voice for Love with Reverend George Maddox and Sonia Spahn. That was just added today. The Voice for Love is the teaching that comes from David Paul and Candace Doyle, teaching people how to listen to the Holy Spirit. And George Maddox is a certified trainer in that course, so he's going to be teaching that course right here in the sanctuary. And they said they are also going to invite the Voice for Love community to come and listen. So there may be a lot of people listening to that program. That program is only going to be every other week, however. It's going to be on the first and third Thursdays of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Gloria Wells leads the book club, where right now we are reading from one of Rupert Spira's books, The Transparency of Things. That book club is on the second and fourth Thursdays at that same time. So we have a couple different time slots that are like that, where people either teach the first and the third, and somebody else teaches the second and the fourth. So, but whenever you're watching the schedule, you will see how that changes. Also, if you look at Thursday night, there's a couple other new programs. If you look at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday night, you'll see Looking at Truth with Gangaji. Reverend Bart Craig is going to be bringing that to us. If you look at 7:30 p.m., you'll see No Title, No Book, Now, The Script by Reverend Hal Seeley. Not on Thursday, September 1st, but starting the following Thursday, which is September 8th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll notice a new program, Growing with NTI, with Reverend Jacqueline Eckert and Tom Conway. That will be a weekly program. Also, if you look on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, prior to our weekly gathering each week, we're going to have an ACIM meditation with Reverend Karen Wirth. So again, I'm not going to go through and just read the entire schedule to you. That would be kind of boring. But let me just point out a few more new things. If you look at Monday, any Monday, I'm glancing at Monday, September 12th, but any Monday, you'll notice Everyday Spiritual Solutions with Reverend Amy Shucat. That is not new, but that used to be in the middle of the day on Monday. Now it's at night. And she interviews somebody different every week. And one thing that you might be really interested in is on September 19th, Monday, September 19th, she's going to interview Marianne Williamson. So Reverend Amy Shucat interviews somebody different each week. Right after that, at 8 p.m. on Mondays, Truth Teachings from Eastern Wisdom with Reverend Helen Avery. Right now she's looking at the Bhagavad Gita. She said she's also interested in looking at the Upanishads and looking at the Tao Te Ching. So there's some interesting teachings there. And then right after that, The Truth of Oneness Within with Carolyn Chang. And in fact, I saw just a moment ago that Caroline Chang. And I saw just a moment ago that Caroline sent me a description for that time frame. And so I will put that in the calendar probably tomorrow, and you all will be able to read that description. So again, some of the stuff that was on the calendar before is still here, sometimes in the same place that it was before, sometimes in a new place, but then we also have some new things. So, and I'll let you all just kind of peruse that yourself. Does anybody have a question for me about our new sanctuary schedule that starts on September 1, before I move on to the next topic in the meeting? Oh, let me tell you one more thing that I would like to do. I would like to start featuring people that are on our weekly calendar, so that people can get to know them really well. And there are a couple different ways I want to do that. Originally, the trustees had an idea for something called featured talks, which never really happened, which would have been recording somebody different each week and posting that recording so that people would have the opportunity to listen. I want to bring back that featured talks, and that way everybody at some point will be featured, and your recording will be posted on our website. But also I want to start inviting some of our regular speakers to come on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, we have the Satsang at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the third Sunday. We have the movie discussion group on the fourth Sunday. But we have the first and second Sundays, which are usually open. So I'd like to start bringing some of you all to that Sunday night primetime slot so that people can hear you. And again, we can all get to know everybody that's on our calendar. And in fact, I've already talked to Barb Dearwater. Barb Dearwater is going to do a special slot at 8 p.m. on September 11th. So I'll be adding that to the calendar. So again, I want to help all of us get to know each other a little better. And because sometimes you see a name on the calendar, you don't know who the person is, you think you're not interested, but maybe if you heard the clarity that's coming through them, the inspiration, their style of teaching, maybe you would be interested. So I want to give more opportunities for everybody to hear everybody. So that's something that I and the new sanctuary director will be working on. All right. So let me go then to our next topic. How's that? And let me get a link for you for the next. And by the way, like I said, feel free to look around the development website. By the way, the picture at the top is kind of distorted, but Jay's working on a new picture, so that's just temporary. But if you want to look around the website that I'm working on, you may. But it is not anywhere near finished at this point. But it's kind of fun sometimes to look at new things. The link that I am giving you now is to our sanctuary policy. Hello, Igor. The link that I'm giving you now is to our sanctuary policy. And this is a new sanctuary policy. Some of it's the same, some of it's different. This sanctuary policy was approved in August, so it's only a couple of weeks old. One thing that I'd like to read to you is the policy statement at the top of the document. And the reason I want to read this policy statement to you is because this is our vision for the Awakening Together Sanctuary. Awakening Together's primary place of gathering for communal worship is our online sanctuary. We call it the Awakening Together Sanctuary because it is like a temple, mosque, synagogue, church, or ashram to us. Our intention is to create a respectful and kind environment where our members and friends may be focused on spiritual enrichment. And we're very serious about creating that environment where people can be focused on spiritual enrichment, focused on the purpose of the current program or the current meeting. And this sanctuary policy, following this new sanctuary policy, is a part of how we want to do that, but also just moving. As you guys have probably heard, on September 1, we will no longer be under the religion and spirituality section of Pal Talk. We are moving to Education Other, which is where we were originally. And the reason that we are moving back is because it's a quieter area. If you were in the sanctuary this morning for our weekly gathering, you may have noticed, I don't know, I think it was around 4 different people that were coming in, that were really just people who surf Pal Talk. They had nothing to do with Awakening Together. They weren't really interested in our purpose or what we were doing. They're just the kind of people that surf Pal Talk and go from room to room, and they would put their hand up and their hand would be lowered and they would put their hand up again and that makes it hard for everyone to stay focused on purpose. What you may have also noticed this morning was that action was taken to bounce those individuals from the room. And that is in alignment with our new policy, and I'll show you how that is. We are going to be taking adminning the room much more seriously than we have in the past. And our reason is this vision. Our reason is because we want you to be able to come here and be focused on purpose without having these disruptive distractions. And so we're going to get a lot more serious about adminning. And one of the things that we are doing on September 1, and all of the people who are currently admins have already been informed of this. On September 1, everyone who is currently an Awakening Together admin but is not on our board of trustees or our board of directors is going to be removed as an admin. And the reason for that is we want to initiate retraining. Now, the trustees and the board of directors are the ones who wrote this policy, approved this policy, so they're really familiar with the new vision. They're really familiar with how we want to admin the room. So those people who are on the board or our trustees and our admins will be able to keep their admin status. But everyone else, their admin status is going to be removed. And then those people who are interested in still being a volunteer admin, we will retrain them. And in fact, Jacqueline Eckert is currently working on the admin training program and updating it in order to fit with our new vision. We're going to ask all of the admins to admin according to the policy. And in fact, one thing that's been added to the policy that wasn't there before is if there is an admin who really doesn't admin in the way that we've trained everyone to admin, and they're really allowing things to go on in the room that is disruptive or sometimes even abusive and distracting from the purpose of the meeting, that admin can be removed. Before, we didn't have that in the policy, but now they can. We're excited about this. Some of this sounds kind of firm-handed to some people, but the reason for that is because we are an online church. And, you know, if we were in a physical building setting down together, when people walk into the church, almost everybody kind of knows how to behave in a church. And almost everyone does behave in a church. But when you get online and people have nicknames and people are just typing on a keyboard, they don't follow those same natural etiquette rules that they would follow in a building. And yet we want to be just as devoted and just as focused on purpose here. We don't want the fact that we're online to mean that we should be less focused on purpose. And so we have to be stronger about adminning the room in order to create that space where we can all come here and get that spiritual growth, that spiritual enrichment, that spiritual inspiration that we really want from Awakening Together. So again, we will be, why is my voice croaky? I have no idea. It's been that way all night. Maybe because I haven't talked much today. I'm home alone all day. But but we really want to, oops, no, watch it, Uncle Buddy Black Crow, Paul. Make sure that you're staying on purpose. Make sure that you are staying on purpose. Yeah, we want to make sure that we stay on purpose here, and we mean that very genuinely. Very genuinely from the heart. So let me talk about, now by the way, Lynn Castaldo is currently adminning the room. Lynn has not been trained on this new sanctuary policy. Lynn, just do whatever is feeling right for you for now. But as we go through, Lynn's going to be hearing this sanctuary policy for the first time too. So be aware that this is a new sanctuary policy. This is how we are going to begin admining, really as of September 1 when we remove all of the untrained admins and only have trained admins admining. Okay, until then, some of them maybe aren't really familiar with it yet. All right, so let's talk about this new policy now that I've laid out the vision. Procedure 1 of the policy is really just talking about hiring admins and that admins have to go through training, which I've just mentioned. But what I'd like to do is bring your attention to Procedure 1, Item E, if you happen to be looking at the link. Here's the link again. E is completely new. E says, it is essential that AT admins use true discernment to watch and manage the sanctuary according to Awakening Together's purpose, core values, and etiquette. Awakening Together admins should keep in mind there are different thresholds of what is disruptive depending on the nature and purpose of the program. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. When we were rewriting this policy, we thought, you know, if you're having a group of some type where people are sharing, you're probably going to have more people typing in the room, what that paragraph meant to them or what that quote meant to them or asking questions of each other, because that's the nature of a group. It's going to be very, very interactive. But if you are having a meditation time, for example, a meditation time, we might even request no typing on the board at all. This is a time to be sitting back with, you know, eyes closed, or if you have your eyes open, you're still focused on the meditation. Movie discussion group might be more open, exactly. So we recognize that there could be a slightly different set of standards of how much typing is on the board and that type of thing, depending on the purpose of the meeting. So one of the things that our admins are going to be asked to do is to discern what is appropriate for this meeting and admin the room according to that purpose. So again, if it's a meditation, people may be asked, please do not type on the board. And if they continue to type on the board, again, please, this is a meditation time, do not type on the board. And if they continue to type on the board, there could possibly be a red dot just for typing on the board during meditation. Maybe. I'm not saying that's true. There's going to be an admin subcommittee who will make these more specific decisions. Those specific decisions are not in the policy. But that's just to give you an example where, again, you know, in the movie discussion group or some other group, there may be a lot more typing and a lot more sharing as everybody's getting involved in the discussion. So that's what this line means. AT admins should keep in mind there are different thresholds of what is disruptive depending on the nature and purpose of the program. AT admins should remain aware that administrating the sanctuary may be particularly challenging when. And we've identified two circumstances when our admins historically have had bigger challenges admitting the room. And we decided to put those right in the policy to make people aware of this is when you're really going to have to pay attention because this is challenging. So here's the first challenging situation. When there are people in the sanctuary with whom you are familiar, it is possible that because of familiarity, positive feelings towards the person or negative feelings towards the person, one's discernment regarding administration according to this policy may be challenged. It is helpful for admins to be aware of this challenge and seek help in making administration decisions if needed. So one possible example, you know, if you have someone who still has authority stuff going on. You know, they look at authorities different, you know, people like Regina Don Akers, the president minister, different than they do other people. And then Regina comes in the room one night, and I don't know why, but for some reason Regina's off tonight, and she starts typing stuff that really isn't appropriate, is off for the current meeting. Some people might not admin her because she's Regina Don Akers. And that's what this is saying. Watch that, because there are really no differences in how we should admin people. Every single person should be adminned the same. So watch yourself to see if you are adminning different because of this person. Sometimes people have a lot of trouble adminning their friends, people they genuinely like. Now, of course, friends can be helpful by being appropriate, right? That's how you can help out. But it can be very, very challenging adminning your friends, people that you like. But everyone should be adminned the same. Also, the opposite challenge is if somebody kind of has a reputation for being on the edge, sometimes people actually misinterpret. Every time that person shows up, I'm going to use Teddy as an example, because he's a really good example. It's even happened with him. He'll show up, and maybe he's being completely appropriate, but people are looking through a lens of Teddy causes trouble, and they see him not being appropriate even when he is, right? And so you got to watch that too. You got to watch that you are, I love what Kathy just wrote, admin equanimity. You have to be adminning based on what is happening now, right? And so that is now in the policy, that we are asking people to have this admin equanimity. All right, the second challenging situation, which is in the policy, it can be challenging to admin when you strongly agree or disagree with a scheduled speaker. Keep in mind that all scheduled speakers are to be treated the same. You are not to praise some speakers as better than others, and you are not to put down some speakers as less than others. If you believe a scheduled speaker's general topic is not aligned with Awakening Together's purpose and core values, share your reasoning with the sanctuary director, who will review the program and determine whether it is consistent with AT's purpose and core values. Be sure to include specific reasons and examples. So we have had situations in the past where even the person who was adminning didn't like what the person who was speaking was saying and was writing very strong negative comments. Certainly if the person who's adminning feels that way, they may let other people's comments slide. You know, if you really think this person is off, not clear, and people are calling them names and you don't know what you're talking about, the admin lets it slide, and the words is, you know, the words are words that actually Alex used here in the meeting last week. He says, if it's BS, I'm going to call it BS. I've heard people saying this recently. If it's BS, I'm going to call it BS. Well, actually, that's not okay. That's not okay. It's not okay to decide on your own that the current teacher is BS and then call it BS. It is okay to leave if you don't like it. And admins have to be very careful that they aren't allowing undue, inappropriate criticism or undue praise, like, oh, you're the best teacher ever, nobody else is as good as you. That kind of stuff wouldn't fly either. And again, it's harder for them when the admin themselves agree. So admins really need to watch. We had that admin equanimity with the participants. We need admin equanimity with the speakers. Even if you think the current speaker is unclear, that doesn't mean that you permit the participants to start, you know, name-calling the current speaker. If you think there really is a problem with this program, it's not in alignment with our purpose and it should be removed from the schedule, then you report that and we look at it and we make those kinds of decisions. But we don't do name calling. We don't do putting each other down. We don't do that kind of thing in this sanctuary. In fact, one of Awakening Together's core values is to allow everyone to be where they are. And often, sometimes when people are saying that it's BS, it actually isn't BS when I've gone and checked it out. It was just, you could call it a different stage than the one they're at. Maybe a previous stage on the spiritual path, maybe even a further stage on the spiritual path, but it wasn't BS. And again, we allow everyone to be where they're at. We're allowing everyone to awaken in their individual way, right? And we're respecting one another's paths. And that's how we expect everyone to act in the sanctuary. And again, if there's something that just doesn't appeal to you, you are free to go and come back later. In fact, next time you enter the sanctuary, notice we have a little thing that shows up every time you enter the sanctuary that says something about how everyone is speaking from their own clarity, and that if what you're hearing now does not resonate with you, please come back at another time. And that's what we really mean. You know, if you come in and this isn't resonating, just leave and come back for another speaker that may resonate. But don't be in here telling them that they're full of BS or whatever way you do that. That's just not allowed. And again, our admins will be adminning those types of comments. Let's see, moving back to the policy. Procedure 2, there aren't really a lot of changes in Procedure 2 from what we had before. This is just talking about the responsibilities of an admin. Although you're all welcome to read it, I don't think it's important for me to take time up in the meeting to go over Procedure 2 right now. So I'm going to go on to, Procedure 3. Procedure 3, I just want to tell you briefly about. This is the admin subcommittee. It's always been in our policy to have an admin subcommittee, but somehow it just hasn't happened yet. So one thing that we're going to make sure of with the new sanctuary director is that we have an admin subcommittee. And the purpose of the admin subcommittee is really to communicate with one another, to learn, to figure out what is working well in adminning, what is not working well in adminning. And, you know, it's kind of like artificial intelligence. Like when you have a computer that is artificial intelligence, it learns as it goes on, right? Well, the admin subcommittee is to learn. Because when we write a policy, although we have a vision for how the sanctuary is to be, the truth is when we write a policy, we are writing based on what we've already learned. The policy isn't written based on what we might learn tomorrow or next month or 3 months from now. And the sanctuary subcommittee is supposed to be where the admins are getting together, talking about what's happening in the sanctuary and learning and constantly getting better and better at adminning this room so that it stays on purpose. So that's what Procedure 3 is all about, the admin subcommittee. And after we get a new sanctuary director and get all of that going, we will have that subcommittee. Okay, Procedure 4. This is our etiquette, and most of the etiquette has remained the same, but the etiquette has changed somewhat. So I'm going to go over the etiquette with you all. So I'll read all of Procedure 4. The sanctuary is a place to share and teach, to associate, extend love, inspire, and be inspired. We invite everyone to participate in our sanctuary with reverence, respect, kindness, and discernment. Awakening Together has developed etiquette guidelines for participation in the sanctuary to promote the spirit of our intention. Consistent adherence to the rules helps to maintain an environment that encourages people to share openly. The sanctuary etiquette guidelines are, so here's the first one, and this applies to everyone, right? This applies to everyone who enters our sanctuary. Here's the first etiquette guideline. Listen and respond to the current speaker with respect and kindness. Listen and respond to the current speaker with respect and kindness. And we decided to go ahead and define respect and kindness. So here's our definition of respect, and it is in the policy. Respect includes regard for one's feelings and for one's spiritual point of view. Respect does not necessarily mean agreement, since everyone is asked to use discernment that comes from one's own heart. However, honor the speaker's freedom to share as he or she feels to share without interfering. And in fact, in my dictionary, when looking at the formal definition of respect, this without interfering was in there. And this is something that we really, we really haven't done well in the last 3 years. At least some people feel totally okay to come into the sanctuary while someone is speaking and to start telling them how wrong they are. It's okay to think differently than the person who is speaking. We're not going to ask you to agree, because you have to follow your discernment. You have to follow your inner guidance. It is okay to think differently. But in the sanctuary, you are required to allow that person to speak without interfering, which means you listen quietly or leave. You listen quietly or leave. You do not interfere with their sharing because you disagree. And so that's how we're defining the respect. Again, respect includes regard for one's feelings and for one's spiritual point of view. Honor the speaker's freedom to share as he or she feels to share without interfering. That's pretty clear. And that's going to be very easy for the admins to be able to admin, because now we don't have some fuzzy definition of what respect is for the speaker. We've defined it very clearly. And they can tell if someone's interfering with the speaker, and they can, admin that. Also, remember, we're looking at A on the etiquette. It says, listen and respond to the current speaker with respect and kindness. Kindness. So we have defined kindness. Kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Kindness includes supporting each other on different paths of awakening and allowing each one to be where he or she is in his or her current spiritual understanding and practice. Again, it's the quality of being friendly and generous. Some people may say, what is generous? Generous is allowing them to be where they're at, not telling them they're wrong, not laughing at their teaching in some way on the board, making jokes about their teaching. All of that kind of stuff is just not okay here. It will not be permitted in the future. So kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. And it includes supporting each other. Supporting. What does the supporting mean? When you think about supporting someone on the spiritual path, when you think about supporting someone as they're finding their own clarity, even if their clarity is not as advanced as yours, what does supporting mean? We all know what that means. And this is in our definition of kindness. Kindness includes supporting each other on different paths of awakening and allowing each one to be where he or she is in his current spiritual understanding and practice. So again, all of that, listen and respond to the current speaker with respect and kindness. That's our first etiquette guideline. And yeah, I want to comment on what Phil is saying, because this is exactly why we have this etiquette. Phil says people will be more apt to share what's inside of them, treasures we have missed, if we respect them. It's a win-win environment. And that's exactly why. Because, it would be wonderful if we were all enlightened enough not to be bothered by what people are typing on the board while we're teaching. But it's not true. There are people who get shaken, they get taken kind of off their center when they see people typing things. Some people are even afraid. We want to support everyone to share what's inside of them. And we do that with a kind environment, a kind and respectful environment. We are here to support one another, to help each other dig inside and find those treasures and then bring them out, right? All right, so etiquette B. If the speaker invites participation, raise your hand. When the speaker turns the microphone over to you, share openly with consideration and respect in accordance with Awakening Together's core values. So for example, one of the things that we have nightly here is our contemplation of the daily quote. And when people contemplate the daily quote, they see it differently. And sometimes, what one person gets out of it, you could almost call is the opposite of what another person sees in it. So you have people taking the mic and sharing on what they got out of the daily quote, and they are not in agreement. It's not like everybody is saying the same thing. And that is okay in an open sharing environment, but you want to do that respectfully. You don't want to take the mark and say, well, so-and-so was completely wrong about what he just said about the quote, right? You don't have to say that. You just take the mic and share what you saw in the quote, right? So it's okay to disagree during these open environments, during these study groups, right? But the way you do it is respectful. You don't need to be calling people out by name and saying that they were wrong. You just share your perspective, right? Just that. So if the speaker invites participation, raise your hand. When the speaker turns the microphone over to you, share openly with consideration and respect in accordance with Awakening Together's core values. C. When typing on the message board or speaking, direct your comments to the current speaker and be sure your comments are related to the topic currently being discussed by the speaker. Now, the speaker may not always see it. You know, it is hard for many of us to speak and read the board at the same time, especially if people are putting on, you know, two or three lines of reading. It's easier to read one or two words. But the point that is being made by this is, your typing should be on purpose with what the speaker is saying. The speaker shouldn't be talking about, you know, what forgiveness is, and you're typing with your friend about what you guys had for dinner and are you going out tonight. And we don't see as much of that crosstalk as we used to. We used to see a lot more of that, you know, 3 years ago. Most people do stay more on purpose in their speaking. We have more trouble with the kindness and respect than we do the crosstalk. But that's what this is referring to, the crosstalk, the talk that has nothing to do with what's being said. I think the time that I saw that recently was last Sunday. During the weekly service, we had someone coming in who was talking about they wanted to have a sex change operation. And actually two or three of our members joined them in. And this person was saying, I feel very guilty. Jesus doesn't love me or God doesn't love me. And people were saying, oh, God loves you anyway, which is a very nice thing to say. But it had nothing to do with what the speaker was saying, right? It had nothing to do with what the speaker was saying. So it was completely off topic. And so that kind of topic, even though it wasn't rudeness as far as, you know, telling the speaker you're full of BS. It wasn't that kind of thing, but it was just off topic. People got sucked into the story. People were no longer, at least some people were no longer listening to the speaker. So that kind of stuff that draws away from the purpose of the room right now is not going to be allowed, even if it's loving and sweet, like telling someone, oh, God does love you. One thing, if you feel to do that kind of thing can always be done by private message if the person accepts private messages, but it shouldn't be done on the board, all right, if it's off topic. So that takes us to E, when typing or speaking. Again, when typing or speaking, use language fitting this spiritual community. That is, do not use inappropriate or vulgar language. So, for example, the F word, right? The F word that gets thrown around sometimes. Actually, if it's not appropriate for TV, then it's not appropriate here. And I think there's even some words allowed on I'm not talking cable TV. I'm talking about the main networks. I think there's even some words on the main networks. I think they've gotten kind of loose that maybe we really shouldn't be saying in here. You know, when you're speaking, we don't know who's listening. We don't know who has especially the broadcast on and who might be in the room. You know, there could be grandchildren in the room or somebody like that who are not fully listening but kind of listening, and they're hearing our words. Think about that. Think about the fact that whenever you're speaking in the room, especially, it's being broadcast out, and make sure that your language is always fitting for all ears. This is a G-rated room. Maybe that's what we should say. If it's not allowed in a G-rated Disney movie, it shouldn't be said here, right? That's really a good standard. And so it shouldn't be typed on the board and it shouldn't be said on the mic. Occasionally, somebody does slip, especially a guest. We had John Mark Stroud recently. We replayed his satsang and he said the F word once. We're not going to automatically red dot somebody who doesn't know. we might say, hey, this is a G-rated room. We don't use that language. We're going to use wisdom. But definitely those of you guys who are regulars, you know this. So the regulars, you should have your mouth cleaned up. Yeah. So let's see. F, do not use the sanctuary's message board to have unrelated discussion with other participants. We've already covered that in a previous one, so it's just kind of said here again. G, gossip is never permitted in the sanctuary under any circumstances. And boy, has that happened lately. I had a couple of meetings to address that gossip, but there were definitely people taking the mic, thinking they knew what they were talking about, and sharing stories that weren't at all true. Gossip is not permitted ever under any circumstances. H, when sending a private message to someone, be respectful by asking if it is a good time for a private message. They may want to listen without being disturbed. And whenever anyone starts trying to chat with me and I'm listening, I just tell them that. I say, I don't want to chat right now. I'm listening. So we all can do the same. But keep in mind that people come here to be focused on purpose. And they may not want to be receiving those PMs and talking about, hey, what are you doing next weekend, when they're trying to listen. So find that out. All right? All right, so that's our etiquette. Just a little bit about how we're going to admin the etiquette. I'm looking at the time. I'm running out of time. So, I can speak really quickly, but also maybe we could run over into the daily contemplation if we need to a little bit tonight. I think that's probably okay. That's what follows. I'm the leader of the contemplation. Regina, are you okay if we take some of your time? Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, all right. That's all settled. So let's go on to procedure 5. Procedure 5 is how the admins will be adminning the room. This is new. This is what I'm about to share is completely new. So everyone listen up, because it's going to be happening differently. And again, the admins that are not trained will not be adminning as of September 1 until they are trained. So there may be some admins in the room over the next couple of days that are still kind of doing it the wrong way. But starting September 1, every untrained admin will be taken off and only trained admins will be adminning. So here's how they're going to admin. First of all, Procedure 5 says, everyone is welcome in our sanctuary. Participants who do not adhere to our etiquette guidelines are subject to the following. So, number one, if a participant is violating the sanctuary etiquette guidelines, the AT admin will communicate with the participant regarding our purpose and etiquette as appropriate. And what I am going to recommend is that we do that in kind of a personable way, kind of a friendly and personable way. So if somebody comes in the room named Charles who's never been here before and, he just mistakes it as a room that's like every other Pal Talk chat room, it'd be, you might say like, hey, Charles, welcome to our room. Just to let you know, this is a church. We're very focused on purpose. Here's what's happening right now. Just to let Charles know. Something very personable, because we do want to be welcoming, and some of these people who come in, they just don't know, right? So we want to tell them. So that's the first thing that will happen, is we'll communicate with the person and let them know. Once a participant has been communicated with, the AT admin will monitor that person's participation to ensure it's in accordance with etiquette guidelines. If participation does not reflect an understanding of our core values, or if the participant is disruptive or abusive, the AT admin will red dot the person and send them another post or message. So this means that while communicating with them further, they're put on what I'm going to call a temporary red dot. It's kind of to get their attention. It's like somebody might walk up and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, let me explain this to you a little differently. So this is a temporary red dot. It is not a permanent red dot. It's just while the AT admin continues to communicate. So there'll be a red dot. The person will be given the etiquette link, reminded that this is a church. Please go rate the etiquette. And then after a period of time, if the person hasn't left the room, sometimes people who just aren't interested leave the room even with the temporary red dot. But after a period of time, in fact, the policy says after about 15 or 20 minutes when they've had time to click on the link, read the etiquette, that kind of thing, this red dot gets removed. So this is a second chance after education and after additional talking to the person. So C says the AT admin will remove the red dot after adequate time has been given to allow the participant to review the website. Then D, a participant who has been given the opportunity to review the etiquette but continues to be out of alignment may be suspended or put on administrative red dot. And let me just explain the difference between the two. A suspension, although people don't think being kicked out of the room is very fun, a suspension is actually, I'm going to call it less severe. A suspension is being kicked out of the room for 24 hours. After 24 hours, Pal Talk automatically allows them back in the room and they have another chance. So the admin may be watching how this person is still not following the etiquette and may feel like, you know what, a suspension is warranted here, and we'll just suspend the person, and 24 hours they may be back. And maybe next time they'll follow the etiquette. Maybe they'll never come back, right? An administrative red dot is different. Remember, that first red dot was a temporary red dot for educational purposes, and then it was removed. The second red dot, if the admin chooses to use the second red dot is an administrative red dot. That red dot cannot be removed until the sanctuary director, president minister, and vice president minister talk about the situation and decide what to do. And in fact, when an administrative red dot is put on to a person, it will be communicated to all of the admins. Like, hey, all of the admins, today I put an administrative red dot on Charles. Here's why. And then nobody will remove that red dot. It stays on there until the sanctuary director, the president minister, and the vice president minister have discussed the situation and decided what to do. My guess is that typically an administrative red dot is going to be happening to what we could call repeat offenders. They've been bounced a couple of times. They come back. They're still acting the same way. So now we're going to a stronger measure, the administrative red dot. And then what will happen when the sanctuary director and the president minister and the vice president minister get together, they'll discuss the specifics of the situation and they will decide what to do. They could remove the red dot, right? They could make it semi-permanent. Like they could say, we're going to keep Charles on red dot for 3 months, or we're going to keep Charles on red dot for 6 months. And of course, they'll communicate with Charles and all admins to let him know. Or they could say, you know what, we're going to ban this person from the room. This person has been disruptive enough times, we're just going to ban them. And so this is a decision that will be made by this leadership committee. So those are two possible things. So just briefly, again, the entire process is a person comes in the room and they're not following the etiquette. In a very personable way, the admin will communicate with the person just to give them an idea about who we are and how they're not, how whatever they're doing that's not fitting in, and kind of request a change, you know, ask them to be different. If the person continues, temporary red dot, give them the etiquette link, go check out our website, go read our etiquette, right? And then after, you know, maybe 15 minutes, remove the red dot, they have another chance. If they continue to act up, and maybe this is their first time in the room, they'll probably just get bounced. And this is assuming they're not being vulgar or something like that, right? They'll just get bounced. But then if the same person seems to be coming in over and over again, it's happened 2-3 times now, then the administrative red dot may go on. And the administrative red dot will stay there until the leadership subcommittee decides what to do. And no admin is is going to remove an administrative red dot until they hear from the leadership subcommittee what they've decided to do. So that is how we're going to be adminning the room. It is not how we've adminned it in the past, which is why all admins have to be retrained. Are there any questions? Yeah, Teddy, I think, is banned from the government of Australia, so he knows what it's like to be banned. Yeah. I'm hoping Teddy will participate. I saw some, I think Phil typed earlier something like, we all love you, Teddy, and that's actually very true. So we're hoping that Teddy will participate along with these lines, because we do love his clarity and we just genuinely love him. But again, you know, these rules apply to everyone, including Regina. So if somebody just doesn't follow the etiquette, they could end up banned. So let's go to E. E is what I'm going to call a special circumstance when everything I just said does not apply. E is extreme. There are sometimes people who know how to come in and like take the mic away from the speaker and then they start yelling, you know, like the F word over and over and over again, or, you know, or there are people who have turned on their video cameras and shown us their naked bodies and things like that. Well, we don't have to be personable with these kind of people and tell them we're a church. These people, we can red dot, bounce, and ban immediately. So the entire process is accelerated immediately. And so that's what E is about. Is that right? Am I reading the right one? Yeah, it says no participant shall be suspended or put on administrative red dot until after two warning messages, which I just talked about, have been provided, except when immediate suspension is warranted because of inappropriate or vulgar language, pornography, attempts to instigate illegal activity, unauthorized business activity or solicitation, unauthorized use of the comment board, microphone, or video camera. So when these people come in and they just are really doing things that are out of place, just boom, 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 bam, they're out of there. Let's see. Yeah, and G talks about that too. G says occasionally visitors will come into the sanctuary with an intention to disrupt communication. These visitors are not associated with Awakening Together and often write vulgarities, hijack the microphone, write racist or otherwise unwelcome. These visitors will be red-dotted, bounced, and banned immediately. So a little bit of repetition there, but very clear. So that's, you know, that's how we're going to admin this room. And hopefully, very quickly, we are going to be on purpose here at all times. In fact, it is not our goal to be 80% on purpose. It is not our goal to be 90% on purpose. It is not our goal to be 97% on purpose. It is our goal to be 100% on purpose. And the admins certainly have a strong responsibility in that, but also the speakers, the ones with the microphone, have a strong responsibility there, and really all participants. If we all just keep in mind the purpose of the sanctuary and keep in mind our core values, keep in mind our respect for one another, our allowing each other to be where they're at, our kindness, you know, keep in mind what Phil wrote on the board earlier, that this environment is going to let people share the treasures from within. If we keep that all in mind, we're not going to have any problems here. Where we get into trouble is where people, you know, have thoughts that are more like, I know what's true, and if you're saying something different than what I know to be true, you're wrong, and if I'm right and you're wrong, then I'm going to tell you, because that's that. That kind of attitude is just not appropriate here, and it will not be permitted from anyone. From anyone. All right? No matter how much we love you, and no matter what your job is with Awakening Together. All right, so that concludes my overview of the sanctuary policy. Again, you all, I should tell you a little more. I apologize. I just turned the page and saw something that I missed. Procedure 7 has been added. Procedure 7 is talking about how to add a program to our schedule. And as you saw, our schedule is pretty full right now. We only have 3 open hours left. But going forward, what we're going to do is we're going to create some kind of an application, and we're going to let people fill out the application. That application serves 2 purposes. One, we can make sure their program is aligned with our purpose and core values. But 2, if we don't have space in the schedule right now because our schedule is smaller, we can keep these applications. And then when someone says, hey, you know, I'm going to give up my slot, we can go to the application and say, oh, here's someone who said they like this kind of time frame and you know, has this program. And we can be contacting people and saying, hey, a slot just opened up. Are you still available? Do you want to do it? So it kind of gives us a database to go to when a slot opens up. So in the future, once we get started with this current schedule, as people are applying for time frames, we'll be doing applications and keeping those applications. And hopefully that's going to help us have high quality programming here all of the time, which is really on purpose and helping everyone to awaken. One other thing that's really important for you to know is we are going to start closing the sanctuary completely during our annual retreats. And that's so everyone can go. Last year at the annual retreat, Lynn was there. She was our sanctuary director, but she was out of the room more than she was in the room because she was in her room adminning this room, adminning the sanctuary. So we are going to close the sanctuary completely. It will not be open at all during our annual retreats. And that way everyone is welcome to come to the retreat and be fully focused on the retreat. We will be communicating with you exactly what time the sanctuary will close and exactly what time the sanctuary will open for that fall retreat. But that's new, so I wanted to make you aware of that. Also, there is an ability to open up the sanctuary when it's closed and have like a study group. So for example, we're closed during the day on Tuesday now, but let's say some of you wanted to get together and study Gina Lake's new book, In the World But Not Of It. As long as you have a trained admin with you, you can request permission. You would have to request it from the sanctuary director, and you'd have to have a trained admin, but you can open the room. The admin would be able to open the room. You can have your study group, and then when the study group is done, the admin would close the room. Just like if we had a physical church, you know, you can, you know, open up the church sometimes and have study groups and then lock the church up as you're leaving. We have that in the policy now. That's a new possibility. So keep that in mind if some of y'all do want to get together and study something, that's a possibility. But you do need an admin, and the reason you need an admin is because we're in Pal Talk, and anybody can come in at any time, and we need our room to be adminned consistently all of the time. So, yeah. All right, so that's it for the policy. Do we have any questions? Yeah, it wouldn't be a private group because anybody would be coming in. Yeah, thank you, Jay. If you decided to have it, anybody could come in and join. And that, again, is why you need an admin in the room, because people could come in that aren't on purpose. Yeah. All right, let me see if I can just, I think the rest of this stuff that's on the agenda, I'll actually move through pretty quickly. The primary thing I wanted to go over tonight was the new sanctuary policy. So just an update on the search for a new sanctuary director, an assistant sanctuary director. A couple of people showed interest in the sanctuary director position, and one person showed interest in the assistant sanctuary director position. When people write to me with interest, I send them an email that asks for a cover letter and a resume, and I give them some idea of what I'd like to see in the cover letter and resume. One person so far came back with that cover letter and resume. This is a person applying for the sanctuary director position. Jacqueline and I interviewed this person on Friday, and we feel this person is a strong candidate, actually. And so we have forwarded that along with a recommendation to the board of directors, and they are currently discussing it. And so we have to wait and see what the board of directors decides, because as I mentioned to you last week, the board of directors actually has the hiring authority. The board of directors also sets the pay. And so if they do want to hire the person, they would come back with an offer. And then, of course, that person may accept or decline the offer. So you never know what will happen. But it's possible that we could actually have a new sanctuary director soon. We'll just have to see what happens. So far, nobody has turned in the cover letter and resume for the assistant position. So we don't have any candidates for that, although one person did express interest. We don't have any real candidates for that. Yeah, Teddy, I think that maybe we would be a little concerned about making you our sanctuary director right now. But who knows? 2 years from now, 3 years from now, after Teddy has shown, you know, just how respectful he can be, maybe you'll be our sanctuary director. That would be cool. Jamie's outside scratching on the window. I wonder why she doesn't just come in the house. We have a doggy door. I think just because she can see me, because it's dark outside and it's light in here. And she's scratching on the window, not a door. All right, so let me go to the update on the 2016 fall retreat. You all do know that we are having a fall retreat in October in Colorado Springs. It starts October 23rd, and it goes through October 30th. You know that it is three retreats, and you can sign up for one, two, or all three. The first retreat is Regina Dawn Acres, and what I am going to be doing at my retreat, really you could call a series of workshops. I'm going to be helping people with a number of what I'm calling awakening skills, so helping people with journaling, inquiry, contemplation, meditation, things like that. And there will be, you know, a time frame, like during this 2 hours, this is what we're going to be working on. And everyone can come, but if somebody feels like, you know what, I don't want that, I want to go for a walk, I want to go hike in the mountains because the mountains are right there, they can do that. So my retreat is going to be like a series of workshops, and people will be able to come to all or some of the workshops and spend some time on their own if that's what they feel to do. The second workshop is going to be Brent Haskell. Brent Haskell's workshop is one day only, and he is going to be talking about the power of faith. And I can tell you, this is something that Brent is very passionate about. He was here at my house a few weeks ago, he and John Mundy, and they were sitting around my dinner table. And boy, when Brent got talking about this, I mean, you could just see the inspiration coming. So one day only. And of course, it's somewhat special to be able to go to a retreat with Brent Haskell, because I think you guys know he doesn't do retreats. He has done a couple with Awakening Together now. He is a member of Awakening Together, and he really thinks a lot of Awakening Together. But you won't find him on the road, traveling around, doing retreats with other people. So it's really wonderful that we have him. And again, he'll do a one-day retreat. And then his retreat ends at 3 o'clock on Friday, starting after dinner on Friday and then going through Saturday and the first half of the day on Sunday is our last retreat with John Mark Stroud. John Mark Stroud is different than many, many retreat leaders, and I'll tell you why. He has the clarity of many retreat leaders that we could pick, but he has the energy that is completely different. A lot of retreat leaders, as you know, sit and they speak great clarity. You know, they lead satsang and they speak great clarity, but they're sitting and they're speaking and you're listening, and sometimes maybe the mind wanders because of the energy of it, you know, and it could be Adya Shanti. I mean, it could be a great teacher, but the energy of it is very mellow. John Mark Stroud is pizzazz, excited. He calls his workshops play shops. I mean, it's so full of energy. And yet he has that clarity, that exact same clarity. So I think the John Mark Straub workshop is just going to be fantastic, or play shop is just going to be fantastic. So, again, we have three retreats, the Regina Dawn Acres retreat, the Brent Haskell retreat, the John Mark Straub retreat. Unless you choose a commuter price, the prices include your room and your meals. The facility is a wonderful facility. Nice rooms. Most of the rooms have private baths. A couple of the rooms just share with one other room. Whoops, I just lost my internet connection.
Oh, you're back. Okay, here you go, Regina.
Yeah, that was just a pal talk glitch. You know how every now and then somebody gets kicked out. That was just that that glitch that happened. But as I was saying, we have three retreats. The prices include your rooms. It's a great facility with nice rooms, very devotional places to walk around and sit, mountains nearby to hike. So the prices are very nice because they're all inclusive with your meals, your room, and your retreat.